Welcome to Local Talk Wednesday on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore the people, stories, and events in our seven-county listening area in central Iowa. I am one of your hosts for today, Susan Franzen, here with my co-host, Paul Wearson. Hello, Paul.
Well, hello, Susan. Now, recently you told me you were taking a road trip to Webster City, and I couldn't go along. Did you find someone else to drive with you?
Well, my husband Fritz drove and selected the routes. We saw a lot of high water on the Boone River, but it was a pretty drive. But I did the interviews myself when we got there. I was really sorry you missed it, though. I've been to Webster City twice now with others, and I know it's a place you'd enjoy. But our on-air live interview will be with someone I know you'll enjoy, Tom Schroeder, the grandson of McKinley Cantor, a local Webster City man who won the 1956 Pulitzer Prize for Andersonville, a book about the Civil War. And you're a Civil War buff, so I guess you already knew that book, right?
Oh, yes. Very definitely.
But Tom will be talking about his new book, which is a biography of his grandfather, the most famous writer who ever lived. So that's one to live up to. I think you'll have fun with that. It's at the Kendall Young Public Library. And it's just one of the upcoming events that we're going to feature on today's program. Deb Brown of the Chamber of Commerce will preview the last of the concerts in the park tomorrow evening with Peter Odengard and River Glen, two Webster City favorites, and I'll visit the pottery studio of Maureen Siemens to hear about some of the unusual workshops put on by Legacy Learning next weekend. We'll start out at the old bank building that houses the Webster City Chamber of Commerce and get an orientation.